Campbell Creek Science Center announced today that it is offering a $500 reward to anyone with information about a missing 100-pound mammoth tusk. As Alaska Public Media's Aaron McKinstry reports, authorities have been on the hunt for it since it was stolen from the center in March.
The seven seas.
The seven seas.
She sailed across.
She sailed across.
A line of kids follows their camp counselor down a path outside the Campbell Creek Science Center. They're part of a summer camp at the center that teaches kids about the outdoors and wildlife. But spokesperson Maureen Clark says this summer's campers are missing out on a hefty piece of Alaska.
It was in this area, kind of in the corner. It was about 5 feet long and 100 pounds, and this was kind of a good place to keep it, and people could come up and touch it, and that's where it was.
The 10,000-year-old mammoth tusk that used to sit on top of a counter has now been replaced by two blue plastic bins. Kids and counselors mill about grabbing backpacks as they head outside. One asks what we're looking at.
Mammoth tusk,
yeah.
Clark works for the Anchorage District Office of the Bureau of Land Management, which owns the Campbell Creek Science Center. Because the investigation is ongoing, she can't share much about the theft, but says someone stole the tusk in the early morning of March 8th. Police and BLM investigators responded that day.
It's important not to release too much information too early in the investigation. Otherwise, you could risk losing important evidence and suspects. And so at this point in time, it was a good time to go to the public and ask for help.
She says the tusk was one of several found on BLM land in the Colville River area up on the North Slope in the 1980s. The tusk was polished, restored, and put on display. It's curved and brown and off-white in color.
It was on display, really kind of a neat piece, an amazing part of Alaska's natural history. You know, these animals that used to roam the earth during the last ice age left behind their tusks, and it was pretty cool to have one here. It was popular with the kids and with the public.
Clark says there's a legal and illegal market for ivory, as well as paleontological resources like the tusk. Nothing else was stolen at the time of the burglary. In Anchorage, I'm Mary McKinstry.